Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is Bahalotcha, which has the great message at the beginning of the parsha that Aaron, the high priest, then later his successors, lit the great menorah in the temple, and that was a service that was accomplished every day. So Rashi points out that Shetehe shall have it ole me'alecha, that you had to put the match that you were using to light the candle, to light the cruse of oil, you had to keep it there until the flame caught and could go on by itself. And from that, the rabbis deduced a great lesson in Jewish education, that a teacher, a parent, is responsible, until the child, the student, can do it on his or her own. Until then, you're responsible for it, right? And many times, you know, it looks like it catches fire, but it flickers. It's subject to the winds. It's subject to all sorts of problems. So the responsibility is this very, very severe, strong, long-lasting responsibility until it lights by itself. And the menorah was the symbol always of the light of Torah within the temple, within the Jewish people. The Talmud says, "V'chila ora hu tzarech ha." Did God need light? Right? Yeah. God doesn't need our menorah. But the menorah was for us. Everything, you know, the same thing with all the mitzvot. If we look at it, you know, people sometimes have the strange idea that they're doing God a favor. You know, that God has nothing to do all day, so, you know, we throw him up our prayers and say, keep him busy. So he has what to do. But that's very childish, aside from being wrong. But there are a lot of mature people who have childish ideas about religion. Often said that a great deal of the Jewish world never outgrew being 12 or 13 years old when it comes to their faith. And we don't allow 12 or 13-year-olds to get married or drive a car or open a business, etc., right? But when it comes to matters of faith, they're all expert, even though they haven't given it any knowledge or forethought. So here also, God does not need that we should perform the mitzvah. We need it. And God does not need that we should light the menorah. We need it. It's a source of light to all of us. Now, in the great menorah, there was an Ner HaMaarovi. There was a westernmost candle, a westernmost light. So there are differences of opinion between the commentators. Which was the westernmost? Was it the first one from the middle towards the west? Was it the extreme western one? Was it the next to the last extreme western? There are different opinions, but there was such a thing as the Ner HaMaarovi. The Ner HaMaarovi had a miraculous quality that it did not extinguish. When the Kohen came to light the other candles the next morning, so he lit his match, so to speak, from that Ner HaMaarovi. And there was always the idea of the continuity of Jewish life, continuity of Jewish education. There's always one candle that's still around, that still remembers, mm-hmm. that still has the tradition and the faith. From that one, you can light all the others. But if the Ner HaMaarovi, God forbid, would be extinguished, if you wouldn't have where to light it from, so then everybody would wonder, who am I, what am I, why am I, where am I? Which a great deal of Jewish world suffers from not having the answers to those questions. So the menorah symbolized that. Also, the Ner HaMaarovi symbolizes what, in essence, is the miracle of Hanukkah, that the light in Judaism and the light in the world is not dependent upon the oil and the fuel in the cup. It's a spiritual thing and not a physical thing. And true light doesn't come from the electric company, but true light comes from our own inner self, and from our understanding and our appreciation of our soul and the goodness that God gave us, and the fact that we're each and every one of us a special human being that has no duplicate, and that therefore from us, each of us could be the Nera Maravi. Each of us can be the westernmost candle from which all the other candles can be lit. So that's one of the ideas in Baal Otcha, and that's one that's always made an impression upon me. In fact, every Friday night my wife lights the candles, I think of it, that the symbol of lighting candles, introducing Shabbat with candles, is that same symbol. And to light the light within us, which the Shabbat does, in order to be able to transmit it to our children and grandchildren and to future generations, to the eternity of Israel.
Rabbi Beryl Wein with a message about Jewish continuity. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.